began to talk about the power in the word and how we must not become just word people alone. When we say that we are word people, sometimes it means that we do not believe in the power of God. That's an unfortunate something. It's an unfortunate something. When we say we are word people, the implication of we are word people is that we do not believe in the miraculous. That's what we mean. And that is wrong. And that is bad. That is off. That is not of God. That is not God's desire. We cannot be word people and not believe in the miraculous. We cannot believe in the power of God. Say, I attend a word church. So since I attend a word church, all we do is word. That is wrong, and that's what I want us to. That's the notion I want us to change. In fact, because it's a world church, it's a church that has power. There's no way we can be a world church and not be a power church. It's not possible, because where the word of a king is, there is power. Can you take the Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter number 8 and verse number 4. We cannot be saying it's a word church. I attend a word church. And then we do not believe in the power of God. It is off. It is not possible. It's not even possible. If it's a word church, then it's a power church. The word of God is not separate from his power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Right? Nobody can rebuke him. Who can say unto him, what dwells thou? If he has spoken the word, then it will come to pass. He says the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. Are you seeing word and power? Word, power. Word and power. He said the word of God is quick and powerful. That's in Hebrews chapter 4. But you see, he said where the word of the king is, there is power. So if we are in a word church, of necessity we are in a power church. Are you here? So we must correct that notion. We should be seeing the miracle power of God in our lives because we are in a word church. Where the word of a king is, there is power. So if we are in a word church, then we are in a power church. It's the same thing. You could only say we are in a power church, and somebody will understand and should know, it means now that the word of God is reaching that place. Because where the word of the king is, there is power. And we go. You can move to Hebrews chapter 4 now. You can move to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. I think that's verse number 12. In Hebrews chapter 4, you will see there. For the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. So we cannot be dealing with the word of God and not be dealing with power. So if our business is the word of God, then it's clear that our business is the power of God. Come on, am I communicating now? If our business is the word of God, if what we bring to the table every time we gather, what comes to us is the word of God, then obviously, clearly, what comes to us is the power of God. We cannot say now that we have received the word of God and we have gone home. And we turn, you see, when we say, we begin to say now, just stay with me. We begin to say now they have mouths concerning idols, but they cannot speak. Right? They have mouth, but they cannot speak. They have ears and they cannot hear. Now, I'm just giving you all the, they have eyes and they cannot see. But let's go to the mouth. They have mouth and they cannot speak. Now, our father has mouth and we'll make him a talking father. What would be the difference between the ones that have mouth and cannot speak and the ones that have mouth and speak and nothing happens? The difference has to be there because he can speak, and so therefore there is what? Power. They have mouth, they cannot speak. So, and where there is no word, there is no power. Our father has mouth and he can speak. So therefore, there is power. We must get it clear. So we must not turn him to a talking God alone, that he just talks. And what we come to do is to sit down and hear him talk. Don't they talk. We must switch. What pastor is a power church? I mean, it's a miracle church. There's that dimension of faith that is released. We'll get there. There's that dimension of power in our midst. Now, the only thing I want you to do through the course of this teaching is to tap into it.
We must tap into it. We're not tapping into the power of God. We assume and say that I like my church. It's a word church. And then the implication of that is what is painful. For me, as I'm sharing the word of God, someone says it's a word church and I like it. It immediately says to somebody else that all those things don't happen in our church. That's wrong. He said, for the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. How can we now be receiving the word of God and there is no power? It's not possible. It's not possible. We now reduce him to talk. Let him just talk. We now reduce him to education. Come on. Enlightenment. He just enlightens and then he just shines light and then walk away. No, we say it's more than light. Come on. It's more than light. It's power. It's transformative power. He says it can, it's sharper than two-edged sword. Describing, giving us something with which we can try to picture it. It's sharper than two-edged sword. It's piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. What can do that? It's that powerful. It can wrought miracles in your life, wonders in your life. But we come and we're not tapping into it. We're only just saying word church. So we unwittingly come to church with the notion to just hear. No faith release. We're not releasing our faith. As we receive the word and say we are receiving power. As we come to the word and we are reading this thing, we're not seeing power. We're just saying, oh, he's just talking. And our father is now just a talking father. We just reduced him to that. But where the word of a king is, there's power. And then we see clearly in Hebrews chapter 4. It says, for the word of God is what? Quick and it is powerful. I like that. It's clear. We must change it. I'm not trying to show you something and bring something to you. We must be the one to shift and change according to the word we are studying, looking at right now. We must shift. We must come with faith. We must come with expectation. We must come with challenges. With those expectations there. And then when we come and then we receive the word of God, we tap in with faith and then bam, we see miracles in our lives. And then the word of God becomes powerful in our lives. What pastor is a word church? We could just equally go to move to the other side and say what pastor is a powerful church. That's the truth. Because, come on, the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. So you just switch it anyhow. Say, you know, we just attend, we just look so orderly. And so we just world and we just do and go, no expectations, nothing coming. But we can read the Bible and come to it and say, we just talk and then go. But that's not true. Are you here? We must switch our expectations. So when we are coming to the word, come on, when we are coming to the word, we are coming with faith, with expectation, to receive something to change our lives. Are you here? Let me show you something in Matthew chapter number 8. Let me show you something about this talking God. He has a mouth and he can speak. And then when he speaks, there's power. In Matthew chapter number 8, we looked at this from verse number 5. Matthew chapter number 8. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him. You know, we read this, we began to look at this thing. And when Jesus came into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He says, speak the word only. So we speak the word, and there's the expectation there, and my servant shall be healed. So the word of God is sufficient. He says, your word is powerful. Your word is powerful. And when your word meets my situation, the situation will change. He says, speak the word only. The word only. Are you here? So he says, speak the word only, and so that is the and. That is what I want us to get now. And my servant shall be healed. And we're not just hearing the word and walking away. We are receiving the word, and then where that expectation there is changing to miracles. So he says, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I don't need something extra. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, don't bother about coming. He says, you just speak the word. He says, and something will happen. We can just say, just speak the word. and then we'll go home. No, he says, speak the word. He says, something will happen at thy word. Come on. At thy word. Remember, we looked at that last week. When Peter says, he said, we'll toy it all night, but we'll cast nothing. We'll cut nothing. He said, but at thy word. The word only. And then they said, let's do it. And they took that action, and then they caught a great catch of fish. Come on. Speak the word only. There's that expectation that there's something that happens after the word. There's a change, there's power, there's transformation. We are trying to say the word of God is enough. That's what we are saying. The word of God is enough. And so we take in the word of God. But the people that say the word of God is enough, now suddenly say it's enough. And they're not expecting anything from the word of God. Just saying it is enough. We have to break. The Lord sent me on assignment to break something. He said, the word of God is enough. Speak the word only. At thy word, the word is enough. We don't need anything. But if we don't need anything, the word of God is enough, and we just take it. What happens when we take the word? What happens when we receive the word? There must be power in our lives. Come on. There must be power in our lives. Speak the word only. We not say only the word of God is enough, and nothing happens in our lives. But speak the word only, and that expectation is there, that the word of God is powerful, that the word of God changes our lives, that the word of God changes our situations. And my servant shall be healed. I want you to see something. Go to the next verse. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and what happened? The man began to give us what? Revelation. This is the revelation. He says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, goeth, go. And he what? He goeth. And to another, come. And he cometh. He said, my words move them. My word is powerful. You see, when he said, when the word of the king is there, there's power. He said, the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. Now look at it. He says, I said to this man, go. And he goeth. And to another, come. And he cometh. And to my servant, do this. And he doeth it. He's telling us now that our Father is not just a talking God. He said, I know you. I know you. You are not just a talker. When you talk, things happen. See, if ordinarily me, I say to my servant, go. I don't need to do something else. The word is enough. If I say, I don't need to shout. I don't need to carry koboko. He doesn't carry whip. I don't carry whip for my servant. I just say, go. And my servant, what? He goeth. And I said, come, and he come. I said to my servant, do this. And he doeth it. So, that is me. The man gave us revelation. If you say you are healed, then my servant is healed. He said, this will respond according to your word. So, everything responds according to the word of God. And then we receive the word of God and say, we have a nice word. And then we go home. That's what we must break today. That the word of God is powerful. So when we are reading that thing, where we are seeing that word there, and he says, this is it. And he says, this is God has said it. I believe it. There's no discussion there. If I could say to my servant, go, and he goeth. I mean, if you speak concerning this situation, come on. It will obey. What manner of man is this? That the wind and the waves obey him. Say, peace, be still. They responded. So your situation too will respond according to the word of God. Everything responds to the word of God. Everything responds to the word of God. Because that's the revelation. They say, the reason why I say speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. Because I know the power in my own words. There's power in words. So when we say these idols have mouth and they cannot speak, we're not coming to this, to God, our Father, and he has mouth, and he can speak. As long as he can speak. I'm getting that there. As long as he can now speak, the difference has come. Because now he can now say to the servant, go. And he go. If he could not speak, if the centurion could not speak, let's say go to the centurion. I could not speak. Looking at the servant. He cannot read his mind. He'll be there. All the servants will be there. Nothing will happen. That's like idols without, they have mouth, but they cannot speak. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
What do we have? As far as he can open his mouth, he now speaks. Everything around will change. So your life cannot remain the same as far as you are under the word of God. It's not possible. You can't be in that condition under the word of God. It's not possible. Because, for I am a man under authority. Having soldiers under me, everything responds to the word of God. Everything. And I said to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Next verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Say faith. Come on. I've not found so great faith. That's faith. He came to Jesus and said, you can speak. And now you will speak and the situation will obey. Only your word is enough. You don't need to carry koboko for the situation. So when we say we're not doing it's a word church, what we are saying is the word, his word only is enough. Don't make the mistake that we're not saying the word only, nothing. No! We are saying the word only is enough to change the situation. That's what we are saying. Say, there's power in your words. There's power in the word of God. We cannot be talking about a word church and we're not talking about a power church. It's not possible. It's only left for us to release our faith and say, this is what I want. You speak the word only, and my servant. And then that's where we are coming to church. So when you are coming to a world church, that is the issue. When we are coming to a world church, we not think that we are coming to a place where they just talk very well and go, and we can go from there. And I like what they are saying. No! We are coming to a place where there is power. We have to now come with our expectations. Come with our needs. This man was coming to Jesus, and he says, just speak. Word only. But he came with his expectations and saw a change and got a miracle. But when we are coming and we say, just speak, it's enough. We just want to hear. No. Are you here? The word of God is powerful. It brings change in our life. So he says, I said to the servant, go, and he goes. I said, come, and he comes. So we now see that when we receive the word of God in faith, everything around us will respond. Everything around us will change. It's not just about coming to him. It's not just about hearing his word. We looked at Habakkuk. Write the vision. Make it plain. Upon tablets. That he that readeth it may run. So you imagine someone is reading the word and there is running. Something is happening. You can't receive the word of God and nothing happens. It's not possible. It remains the same. The state must change. The state of the person must change. If he is standing reading it, then he will begin to run. Something will happen in his heart. Something will happen in his life. The word of God is powerful. Are you here? It's a word church. So therefore, it's a power church. We're not to say it's a word church, so therefore, nothing happens in this church. There are churches that happen, but this one is a word church, so nothing can really happen in your life. Ah! It should be flowing. As I laid hold of the word of God, I said, come on, concerning my business. As I laid hold of that word, this word is concerning my business. Bam! You see the transformation. They say, oh, concerning my job. I mean, there's this scripture. And then you say the scripture. I held on to this scripture. And these are the girls. I mean, we are getting testimonies of power from the word of God. We are saying now that he said to my business, increase, and my business increased. Come on. You see now. He spoke to my body, be healed, and my body was healed. That's the testimony we should come with. That the word of God works in our lives. We're not the testimony of we received the word and went home, nothing. Yeah, just to receive word. He says no word of God will return to him void. Come on. No word will return void. It must accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. So when he speaks a word, there's no return there. But we are not saying that the word of God is just to be coming and just be talking. I mean, if there's a possibility of talking without response, it's not from our God. If he speaks, there must be response, there must be power. Say, where the word of a king? You could say, he's just talking about any king. Who can say to him what to do? We are serving the King of Kings. Ha! If the king's word will carry weight, how much more? This centurion said his words carry weight. Huh? And he said, let there be, and there was light. I mean, everything obeys his voice. Come on. Did his word carry weight? He said, once he sends his word, it will accomplish that purpose. It will work. It's left for us, the word people, the so-called word people, to tap into the power of God's word. We have successfully tapped into the word, but we've not tapped into the power of God's word. Oh God. We've not tapped into the power of God's word. That's the issue here. We tap into the word. We say we are one church. We must tap into the power. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Isaiah 55:11. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that for which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. I said to my servant, go, and he goeth. It was prosper. It's for us to tap into the power of God's word. We must tap into the power of God's word. There is so much power locked up in us. Because we are receiving the word, we are receiving power. Your life cannot be void of miracles. Maybe next week, sometime I'll snap. I'll show you what happened in my office when I said we left the keys outside. Sometimes people can't picture it. And the Lord said to me, He said, you are playing with the things. You are playing with my power in your life. You just took it for granted and just passed. Just passed like that. You left it. I'm not joking. It's talking to me some days ago. So you left it. So you not share it and stay faith. I'm not sharing it for me. I'm sharing it to stay faith. Miracles should flow in your life. If I show you that picture, you will know. You will know. You believe angels. You believe. I mean, it's impossible for that time of the day till the next day. There's power. Don't you just reading this thing and walking away? You don't hear anything and walking away. The word of God prospers. We have successfully tapped into the word. By holding on to the word, I respect you. I mean, you have done great, you have done well, but you've not gone to the place where you should be. You must not tap into the power in the word. Are you here? You can even be, somebody could be here now taking this again as a teaching. I've passed that thing. I'm here to give you something to show you what the Lord wants us to be, where the Lord wants us to be, to show you our new position. This is a word to release your faith according to the word of God. It accomplishes its purpose. If you tap into the power of God's word, you will not see result from the word. You say it's a word church. I just go to the word and I just come. And I told you, I said sometimes the word people unfortunately now become people who have boxed God. They boxed God because the word they settle for the base, the first level. You have tapped into the word. Somebody said, I'm not going to do all those nonsense. Come on. Listen, I'm not going to do all those nonsense. All those things. They say, oh yeah, handkerchief. I don't believe in those things. I believe in the word of God. You've done well. The man says, speak the word only. Don't even come. Don't bother. You don't need to carry anointed cloth and anointed water. You don't need. I have passed there. I have come to believe in the power of your word. That's what he's saying. He said, there's power in your words. And I know. Because me, my own words, I will say to someone, go, he will go. I say, come, because I say, ah. Say, you will say it. He said, so you see, he came for the word, though. But he said, there is power inside your word. That's where we need to get to. Come on, say base two. Stop at base one and get the word. So you have done well by getting the word, but there's power inside the word. He said there's something inside of your word. Just like I know there's something in my words. My servants can't resist it. They can't resist it. If I say go, he goeth. It's not a matter of we will not drag, I will not say, let me. If I send one servant to tell another servant, go and bring water, I don't need to give him my badge and my armor and my helmet of the centurion. He said, you don't need all those things. He said, if I say to the servant, go, he goeth. do this, he doeth it. So I know that inside word there is power. And so I'll come to you to receive your word only because I know that there is power inside your word. I don't need anything else. So when we have come to the word, we have come to the place of power. If we will release our faith to base two, we must stop. What pastor? We must stop. Do not say it's a one church and we walk away and you cannot come to church and tap in and take miracle and go home. You can't sit with God and be alone with him and find a scripture. And then you hold that scripture and then you are standing and sharing your testimony and say, ah, it was this scripture. I mean, when you are saying we are seeing the power in the world. How do we see the power in the world? We say, if not, our father just becomes also a talking guy. Me, if I say something, the servants do it. It's not, we don't discuss it. It's not arguments. Everything responds according to his voice. So that's the thing we need to tap into. That's where we need to tap into. Say, my word does not return to me void. There's power inside the word. We must know that. We must know that. Are you here?
Yes,
sir. So are we in a world church?
Yes, sir.
And you know what that means?
Yes, sir.
That's it. You see it now? It's flowing anyhow. I mean, it's flowing anyhow. It's flowing. We are living inside power. I mean, we are living inside power. That's it. I mean, we are so full of the word. If you are full of the word, guess what? You are full of power.
Yes, sir.
It should flow from you naturally. You're not even aware. You're not even aware, but the power and the word of God is working in your life. It's working not necessarily because you are saying one thing and you are trying to enforce one thing. It's working because you are full of it. If there's current flowing through the wire, it doesn't need to say because we have to. Once you touch it, it will work. It doesn't know anything. It will work. It just works in your life because you are full of the word. You can just be walking in miracles without even trying. You can be seeing, having testimonies in your life without even trying. Are you here? You see, I'm corroborating everything I'm saying. I'm giving you scriptures upon scripture. I'm trying to lay this thing down because it's for God wants us to change. He's saying enough is enough. You can't say you are coming to church, just come, one church, and then go. No, enough is enough. It has to be a power. We are in a power church, and we should be taking power. And we should be seeing miracles, our lives. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter number 4. You see, Hebrews chapter number 4. He says, the word didn't profit them. Isaiah 55:11. Ha, yaba. It's accomplished that for which I please. It shall prosper in it when it I sent it. Can he speak his word? He will send it. Then the condition, the situation will not answer. Can you have a situation in your life and you come and receive God's word and the situation will not answer? Is it possible? The man said, I said to my servant, go, and he goeth. Say, I know. This is where we must shift. I know that at thy word, everything must respond. Once we shift like that, when we are hearing the word of God, we'll be getting power. Our lives will be changing. Move to Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 2. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 2. So let's look at that. You know, we looked at a lot of scriptures before when we said in Psalm 107, verse number 20, they cried unto the Lord in their affliction and their distress. Come on. And he sent his word and delivered them. Come on. Sent his word. That's why we say his word, the word is enough. He sent his word. He didn't send his word and two angels. Sent his word because he, as if his word needs a backup. You get that? He sent his word and because he has to now back it up with two angels, one strong angel and two angels to back it up so that the word, there's nothing that can withstand his word. So he sent his word only. At thy word, all the fishes just there jumping inside net. All of them, they just there jumping. You don't say, okay, after you release the word with two angels, then it will now work. No, release the word with a mighty thunder. I say, what is thunder? What does thunder have to do with his word? Does the word need thunder to work? I mean, I don't know. People say, so finish. Finish. What do you mean by finish? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distress. That's all. All his word. So, with his word, all the necessary ingredients, all the necessary things, they just come, they just arrive. Just the way he said, let there be light. And there was light. That's the same thing. Sun and moon and stars. Finish. That's the same way. It's the same word that we are receiving. You know? The same word. What he says is what? There's no need, nothing extra. The things that need to come to be, they will be. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
What pasture? We are moving to base two. Yes, sir. We have settled in base one. Say, what church? Me, I believe the word. We must tap into the power of the word. The power in the word. For unto us was the gospel preached in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 2. As well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. You see. It did not profit them. So they had the word preached to them. They had the word preached to them. And when the word came to them, it ought to profit them. It should profit them. But it didn't profit them. It didn't profit them. So the word of God is enough to profit them. It's enough. They don't need anything extra. Say, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. It means nothing happened in their lives. There's power in the word. But if you do not believe, you cannot hear it as word and go back. He said, because they did not mix it with faith in them that had it. Let me tell you the thing. This thing there, it means they did not come with, and my servant shall be healed. That's the truth. They didn't come with any expectation. They just came to hear. So they didn't profit them. Let me tell you. I told you this. We talked about this before. When the woman with the issue of blood, with the flow of blood, she heard things about Jesus. Huh? She heard things about Jesus. And she said, see, my own condition too, you see. Heard. And they say, my own condition too. And went and touched the hem of his garment. And she was healed. You see that now? That's the prophet. The expectation. The things you want. You know, when you are coming to a world church, the problem, the challenge will be that you are coming to a world church and if your expectations will type way and then you just want to hear. I like what I'm teaching, but no expectations. Speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. If you do speak the word only, you just hear the word. You have no faith to mix it. No expectation. So you go home and say it's a good word. He spoke a good word. If he says, your servant is healed from this very hour. He has not said a bad thing. He has said a good word. But no expectation. No profit. That's what I mean, no profit. He didn't profit them. So when we are talking about receiving the word of God, and we are now talking about profits, what are we talking about? Come on. When we are talking about receiving the word of God, and we're not talking about profit, what are we talking about? I think that's the critical point there. It shall accomplish that for which it was sent. That's the point. That's where we come in. Are you here? We're talking about the prophet. The prophet is when we expect something to happen, and then we receive the word of God, and then it works that thing in our lives. So if we are receiving the word of God and there's no expectation in our hearts, we will not be able to tap the power. There's no need. Speak the word only. Very good word. Your servant is healed. Oh, say, oh, servant healed. Oh, man, that's a good word. I mean, that's motivational. Very motivational. It's very helpful. Psychologically. People now say that the things that they hear and see around them is psychological trauma. I mean, somebody says transgender is wrong. You can't be transgender. Oh, Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way. To a good life. You say psychological trauma.
is what they heard. Finish. They don't hear the thing. And it could be psychologically traumatic or psychologically delivering. Just psychologically helps you. Just say, your servant is healed. Your servant is healed. Your servant is healed. You say, very good. Come back. I like it. And go. Well, there is no power there. Because the guy didn't tap into the power. It's not coming for his servant to be healed. This guy said, listen, this is what I'm coming to you and I'm saying the word. There's an expectation there. So I will receive profit from that word. So the woman heard about Jesus. And the things she heard, come on. How did he profit her? Why did he profit her is the question. She mixed it with faith as concerning her condition. The woman, this man, centurion now, August centurion. How did the word profit him? Come on. Expectation. So we are coming to a word church, but because we have belittled the word, we have no expectation. I said we have belittled the word. We have no expectation. Go to Psalm 138 verse 2. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. You see there now? He has magnified his word, but we have belittled the word. And when we belittle the word, it means that we just come to hear. We belittle the word. So I mean, I go to a word church, I love my church, just say this thing. But the word cannot really do anything. No. It's just to be hearing. But the Bible says, he has magnified his word. Thou hast magnified thy word. We have belittled the word to nothing. The man that came to Jesus, the centurion, when he came to Jesus, when he said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He magnified the word. Who come to church and belittle the word. As far as they're concerned, the word church, talk word, it talks, good talk. Good talk, great talk, psychologically uplifting. I know what I'm saying. I know. Because we must change. That's what's happening. Many people are not saying nothing. Psychologically uplifting. Good church. Okay. Good. And they go. Nothing. But it says, thou hast magnified thy word. So we magnify the word. We should magnify the word. I see, there's power in your word. Your word is enough. That's magnifying the word. Your word is enough to change my situation. This situation I am in now, by your word, this thing will change. It has no option. And you are taking these scriptures. And you hold this scripture and say, where the word of the king is, there is power. So, yeah, I mean, this thing has no place. Oh, the word of God is quick and powerful. It's powerful. So, that's what I'm saying. The word of God is powerful. And you hold that word. In my life, the word of God is magnified. Come on. I'm full of God's word. It's magnified in my life. And that's how it should be for all of us. We exist to emphasize the provision of God's word for life and godliness. That God's word is enough for our lives. I've not used anything extra other than the word of God for my life. That word only is enough to change every situation in my life. Magnified. So when I'm looking at the word of God, I'm not looking at it like talking. Just want some good psychological talk. I'm seeing power. I'm seeing speak the word only. I'm saying, oh, this thing happened through that man. Oh, then my situation. So when I'm coming, how do we come? We're just coming like, let's attend this service, let's attend that service. Come on. Let's attend Wednesday service. Let's attend Sunday service. Let's attend that program. No transformation from the word. No power in the word. No, I love what, I think a dear woman of God sometimes, but you talk about life in the word. No life in the word, Joyce Meyer. You say life in the word. Talk to us about the word. There's life inside. It's powerful. Sharper than two-edged sword. It can change any situation. Any situation, anybody, any condition. Are you here? That's why I said, he said, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Because his voice, that's all you need. Once you hear his voice, not in your heart. If you open your heart and you say, this voice, his word, your word is powerful, it will work. Are you here? Thank you, Jesus. So go back to Hebrews chapter number 4. He said it didn't profit them. Say the word didn't profit them. It didn't profit them because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. There was no expectation. Speak the word only. Just talk. And my servant shall be healed. So when we come to him, and we open, when we come to him, and we say, speak the word. Why? What are we coming for? Why are we coming? We should know that his word carries power. And we should come with that situation. You know, there's a tendency. I don't know. I'm wondering if you are still here, though. But there's a tendency to believe that if we give you something, then you have collected power. And now you are going to go happy. When you get home, we'll break this coconut in front of your house. Yeah, you see, power. The power is not wrapped up inside coconut. If somebody steals that coconut, they're taking the power. The whole thing has scattered in her head. How will everything now? They stole the power. It's just like Laban. When one of the daughters carried the gods, just stole the gods. He was looking for his gods. It's just that somebody can come and say the word good. And so that's why people are trying to do something word plus. You can get the word plus something in the help. So with that just word alone, we now look like no, you are good though, but after service, I still there's somewhere I go to. I mean, we can finish teaching and we bring also don't we say we have a family prophet. He comes to our house to do some things. The pastor, no, this is my church. Oh, this is my church. You will know people who have settled for the word. As far as they are concerned, the word is good, psychologically fitting and balanced. But when they want power, they go somewhere else. We are saying no. The word of God carries power. It's one of our family prophet. He used to come. You know, pastor, it's not those kind of things. He's a good prophet. I know him. He has been in our family for 15 years now. He has been the one doing over. You are wondering. Say, what are you doing? No, church is different though. It's a lie. So he's successfully separated between word and power. So you can come to a church. I'm not going to say this church because it's not this church. You can come to a church and say you are getting word. Then you now have a place or a person where you now get power. And that person does not come with word though. Most of the time it's coming with candles, instructions, the bread you and everybody will eat in the house, the oil they'll put salt that you drink. When you drink it, kalabaya, sekebo, power has come. If I say you are healed, that no harm can come to you and your family members, you say, amen. But you must go to a place for power. This one is a place for word. You must see the error. We must not be like that. Where the word of God is, there is power. It's the same place. There's no separation. He says, I say to my servant, go, and he goeth. And that's what the man said. This is the revelation here. That's the way we get profit. So we cannot carry our situations and wait for one family, something, one place. There's one man, one place where there's power. And waiting for that thing. Or they say one program, something. And then we will not come and leave our situations where we are coming to church and then wait for one thing again where there's power. So there's a separation between word and power. But that is wrong. That's an error. Are you here? Where his word is, there is power. Thank you, Jesus. Already, to get into the power of God. Come on. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. They didn't mix it with faith. There was no expectation. They came, they were looking for power. They just came for word and then power somewhere else. So it will not profit them. Not profit them, but the word can profit. The scripture says the word can profit. He said it did not profit them, but it profited us. How come we are changed?
How can we adjust? How come something is happening in this person's life, that person's life? Why is nothing, happening in that life? Are you here? There's power. We need to just come with the expectations. This thing that is happening in my life, this situation that is happening in this situation happening in my family, what has the Lord said concerning it? What is the word we are standing upon? Come on. This beginning of miracle did Jesus and manifested forth his glory. You see, you in a word like that. You don't have, there's no problem has finished. This beginning of miracles. I mean, miracles, things are happening in my life. See, miracles are the necessities for any life that must fulfill destiny. So I'm talking about miracles. I'm talking about just healing. I'm talking about your life, the functionality of your life. Are you here? I know someone leave door open and no, nothing will happen. That's a miracle. That life is functional. See if door open. By accident, talk and just walked away. And just come back and there's nothing. I went back and put the things there, I saw it. I said, it's literally impossible to say that nobody saw that thing. Not possible. If you see it, you will know. I didn't really dissuade you. I will send the picture, I'll put it and show you. It's not possible. If the padlocks were never hung there, I will even say someone would think that the thing is locked. They were displayed, so you will not even know that this thing was not locked. The word of God can profit. It does profit. So we must come to the word. Come on. Come to the word and tap into the power of the word. So we will not see profits. We will not see profits in our lives. It does profit. I say the word is good, you just get the word and go. No, it profits, can profit your life if you tap into the power of it. If you say there's power in the word, you say there's life in the word, and this word works in my life. And you say like that man, if somebody says, just say somebody, because the man said, I say to myself, I'm going good. So you can even take the centurion's words. If the centurion can say to his servant, go, and his servant to go, come, and that one come, do this, and he will do it. Lord, if you say to this situation, because that's what the man said. That's the mass he used. That's all. See, this is not just word, though. There's power inside. See, there's power inside. If you said, let there be light, and there was light. If you said, let there be sun and stars, and there was sun and stars. If you said, let there be all kind of living creatures in the sea, fishes and other, and there was. Ha, ha. Yeah, do you see what I'm saying now? Yes, it's the same God, though. Yes, he remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. You now say, concerning me, concerning this situation, this. You say, only your word is enough. Speak the word only. And there's power in my life. Come on. The word profits. Hold on to the word of God. Tap into the power in the word of God. Whatever situation, a job, relationship, money, finance, you tap into the word of God. I mean, when you are engaging the word, believe that it is powerful. So you might not engage it like, say, you are confessing something, but because you believe in that word, the thing flows, it works in you, like your life will be working. Are you here? I believe God's word. I'm rugged with God's word like that. I'm not playing with this thing. It's not just a good teaching something. It's a powerful something. I believe in his capacity to change lives. To change lives. And when we go out and we are preaching the word of God and we are going for outreach and you are talking to people, you know, you are giving them God's word. Don't just go as if you are playing while you're talking. We're not just talking. We are releasing power. The power to cause them to do is this. He says, the world will be like fire, and the people like wood. And it's what? It will consume them. To consume them. The world, as I was speaking, the world, it says like fire, and the people, they are like dry wood. It will consume them. They say, while you're talking, he's talking good talk. No! The prophet said, no. He said, your word in my mouth, it's like fire.
And the people, they are like wood. It will be consuming them. He said, we are just preaching around this area. Ah. You're just talking around this area. We just said to share with you, talk. No, there's power when we are talking. You know? As we are talking, it's causing convictions. It's causing conviction. It's causing change. You see what I'm saying now? But if you say we are going and you are going normal, good word, is a good word going to preach, then nothing will happen. We're not tapping into the power of the word. The Lord says, enough is enough. Move your church to the next level. So power flowing freely in our lives. Are you here? I believe the word of God. I believe there's power in the word of God. I believe and I know his words do not return to him void. Where the word of a king is, there is power. He said, he sent his word and delivered them. He said, the word of God is quick and powerful. Asatu berigelema. Jakatu redegel. Preto sukolema. Jaki leveri. Azuzu nemana. Come, will you pray this evening? And say, Lord, I believe your word. I believe your word. Satureke lemondos. Rude kalimene suto. Vratashita lebokosa. Oh, la mama shakalabaka. Rueke de mayaha. You know, when we are searching for word, we are searching for power. We are searching for something to hold on to. In the name of Jesus. Rue kadelix. Lubrane kabaya. Sato bokolebaha. When I'm coming to receive word, I'm coming to receive power. Yes, you see, I'm not just coming to receive words, spoken word. No, I'm coming to receive power into my life. Power is entering into my life. In the name of Jesus, rugele maneka, zutorekelebash, lambo lambo sukori gelete shangarados. Oh, bababa sakala dabaya sondes. As I'm receiving word, I'm receiving power. Come on, I'm receiving word, I'm receiving power. Come on, in the name of Jesus, Jekalito rekele baba, speak the word. Kolemba rugodosa, jada baba sukonde shekelele bandos, ruwe menekedokso shala mabaha. Oh la darabahaya, oh basakole de santa, ridopeti vreto kosande. Oh, there's power in my life. Ela dupreke de lebahaya nasa, kalabayata. The word, your word is causing changes in my life, changes in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Batorike le Mahandas. Your word is profiting my life. Your word is profiting my life. Yes, changes my situation. In the name of Jesus. Kaleda Baha. Darume no Kondes. Rurele kure balos. Oh, baba, 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 shanda, ragala, baba, baba, shonda, ragala, lebose, riele, baba, baba, sa. Holo bonde sekere lebaha, ruwe melekendo zure lekabaha, jaka baba sugro lo lemondesh, nayo, nayo, zuto breke legdeja, mikorute lebakaladaso, leberekede sende roboko lebosondo robolohoya. It's profit in my life. Everything I need is in the word. Everything I need for my life is in the word. It's in the word. Brokode sakala bayaso. Ruele mando sukorigele dele baba baba sakala la la ba. I'm not just hearing word. No, no. I'm receiving power. I'm not just hearing words. I'm receiving power. Come on. I'm not just hearing words. I'm receiving power. In my life, in my heart, in my situation, I'm receiving power. In the name of Jesus. Lekote ribo kote le mahanda salabaha. Oh, lakarababa shantarabaha. The word brings profit in my life. In the name of Jesus. No break le basa la bahaya. Oh, jala mutere bahala soko. I'm not just hearing words. I say I'm receiving power. Power is entering into my life. Change.
so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It does not return unto you void, but it accomplishes that for which you sent it. Ah, rema no kobeye. Quiet confidence. Ah, manifest deliverance. In the name of Jesus, it's more than a word for me. It is power. Quiet confidence and manifest deliverance. Lekatere maha. I'm not just hearing the word. I'm receiving the power. In the name of Jesus. Rumena ketu. Lebita rigana. Azuzu menakotu. Legeta lavaya. Come on. We are building a power church. We are building a power church. And we are shifting. We are shifting the base. In the name of Jesus. Omena kute. Riba tequila dea. There's power in my life. There's power in my life. There's power in my life. Because the word of God is in my heart. There's power is oozing. There's power is oozing. There's power in my life. It's coming out of my life. It's oozing everywhere. There's an aura of power. Zatute mane. Lure beketa. Things are working. Situations are changing. Conditions are bending. Kalabaya. Hey, hey. Olima nuketa. Rubalike. Zonu mani bade. I say situation is changing. Things are changing. Healing is taking place in your body. It's happening organically. It's happening by itself. Because there is word inside of you. Sadala prokoto sete kelebayata. Oh, jelene mokos. Riba togorete leke baha. So shall your word be that goeth out of your mouth. It does not return to you void, though. It must accomplish the purpose for which you sent it. All the words in my heart, all the words in my life, they are working. They are causing miracles to happen all around me. Thank you, Lord. Letu barekete lemaha. Shadala kalabahaya. Jitereba. Kalebro soko lebahaya. Suto rigo brandos. Rico le boko shoto le boko se le baha. Ala baba 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 shante le boko le no lobos. Le baba baba sakara baha. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shalabakara maha. The word of God is working in your life. It's oozing from your life. All the words you have, they are working. They are working. All the words you have received, they are working. They are working. Because you have received them with the power. Shalabakarabayaso.
Sele la mande con